Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight, open mic. And hello, everybody. Welcome to our show. Brought to you by the Big East, the Key to Rescue. 609-388-7004. Big East, the Key to Rescue. At Verizon.net. On the email, Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. And we thank them for all their help that they have given us for many, many, many years. Big East, Akita Rescue. Rescue and train and save an Akita. All right, it's the Big East Akita Rescue. Again, 609-388-7004. Brought to you by Shelby's Kitchen, the home of the former guide dog, Milton. Shelby's Kitchen, Bellport, New York, 631-286-0444. Catering, lunch, dinner, great, great food. Tom and Michelle, good friends. And Shelby's Kitchen in Bellport will always be a part of Inner Sight. Milton will always be a part of Inner Sight. As a matter of fact, that's one of our sponsors, A Day for Milton. Anybody would like to help set up A Day for Milton, contact us. Our email is innersight1620@gmail.com. That's G like God, gmail.com. So, A Day for Milton. You don't need any money to do it. You bring people together and praise Milton and talk about how these guide dog schools should be regulated and more safety and safety legalized. The schools. So A Day for Milton. Check it out. And Inner Sight will be there. All right, let's see. Brought to you by Nobody Stops on Long Island, my buddy Gary. 631-484-3085. Dog food, cat food, all free of charge. Medical when they're able to do it. I'll give you that number again in a minute. If you are disabled and you have trouble getting around to the point where you can't pick the food up, when you call Gary, tell him that. He may be able to get it to you. And when you call him, 631-484-3085, Nobody Starved on Long Island. Kennedy Realty, a good friend, Islip, New York. You hear a lot of information about the housing market, the mortgages. Well, you want to know what's really going on? Call Mr. Kennedy. 631-888-1186. And we thank him for trying to find some apartments for some people who call us. 631-888-1186, Kennedy Realty. Our good friends. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. The Inner Sight Hotline, 631-224-3090 on the hotline. Check it out. And you can call anytime, 24/7. And we will get back to you. When you call, make sure you leave a number.
Yeah.
Reach.
That would be helpful, right?
Inner Sight. Around the world. Open mic where you can call in and pick your own subject. And let's see, what's happening? Some of the
lately?
News. Oh, I heard that the judge put a partial gag order on Mr. Trump. Partial.
Yeah.
Well, you know, partial because he's president. You know, he's still still has that status. I mean, he wasn't impeached or anything.
No. I know. I think it was twice, I think. I'm not sure.
You got to be careful what you do with a president.
Yeah, no.
Judge doesn't want to get in bad with the powers that be, you know.
Exactly.
Apart. Whatever that. All right. You know, they don't want him talking out of turn outside the courtroom. You know, I guess, you know, bashing certain people. And, you know, I wish the politicians would do a lot less of that and pay attention more to people who need help.
That's true.
Now, they say that they're trying to nominate this guy, what's his name, Jordan, Speaker of the House. And he hasn't been able to get it.
They failed last night. Miserably. Sorry.
What?
It failed miserably last night. I took a peek at it, and it just was not going in the right direction. Like, and I was afraid that they said that they weren't going to touch Social Security or anything like that, but I don't trust them, honestly.
What failed?
Well, their vote. They took a vote, and the first vote they took didn't, you know, vote for that gentleman who wants to be the speaker, so they had to do it again. Yeah.
He didn't get enough votes.
Yeah, he didn't get enough votes.
So they're gonna give it another try. You know, he's a Republican. They don't want a Republican guy in there.
Yeah, I know.
So, you know, if we vote in a, if they vote in a Republican, then the guy has to go along with them and vote the way they recommend, and they'll be able to pass laws that they want. You know?
Yeah.
It's all politics.
It is.
We need less politics caring.
Exactly. So,
and I heard that Big Joe is on Thursday, I think it is Thursday, going to Israel.
Oh.
To show that he is with them, you know, pledging them security and all that. Well, you know, that's fine. All that is fine. I'm not against helping any of these countries who are victims of terror and all that, you know. But what about us here?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how come he never goes to us?
Don't know.
How come he never showed up? How come he never showed up when Milton was murdered?
Yeah, right.
He never came here to show his solidarity or that he cares about what's going on. I mean, that's not big enough. So who cares if it's not big enough? The millions of us it is.
Yeah, because we have to walk across the street. We can't do that without it.
Milton was just as good as anybody else, any
That's
person,
right.
in the eyes of millions of us. Well, they don't show up for that. And the local politicians did nothing about it. Biden did nothing about it. Now they're looking for votes. How can you vote for these people? They don't give a damn about us.
That's true.
I'm going to vote for the politician who shows that they care about us.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't find that politician, then hell, I'm not voting for nobody. I vote for my dog.
There you go.
So that's my, I don't tell people how to vote. It's a free country. You vote for who you want. But that's my policy.
Right.
I'll make that the official inner sight policy, but still, you can vote the way you want. We don't tell people how to vote. But find me the candidate, you know, November 2nd is what? Election day, right? Find me the candidate who cares enough, who's going to do something about it. There's three big areas that we need help in, you know, that we need major help. The Americans with Disability Act, needs to be amended. That's federal. The service dog schools need to be licensed and regulated. That could be either federal or state. They're registered under both, by the way, which makes it worse. Neither one of them does the damn thing. And these horrible, horrible nursing homes.
Oh, yeah.
That are stealing the taxpayers' money, stealing our money. You know, no law to protect you. There's no law to take them into court and claim hardship and say, hey, I can't pay all this money to a nursing home. I'm helping my daughter, right. My son, or whatever it may be. There's no law to do that.
Nope.
I mean, the nursing homes are getting paid from the Medicaid. Why should they have to take a person's money?
That's how I feel. Really.
So three large areas like that. You find me a politician that will step up and pledge and start to bring about help for one of those areas. And I'll vote for them.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, forget it. They're not going to get my vote.
Me neither.
All right, open mic. 213-816-1650. I believe the lines are open.
Yes, they are.
You want to sound off about something? Pick your own subject. Is Louie on the line?
I'm going to look. Hold on.
I want to get Louie to...
No, just us.
All right, we get Louie to call in. We'll get him to talk about the baseball.
Ah, that'd be cool.
He knows about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they're starting to spend a lot of money on these trials now. You got the one with Trump. You got the one with the governor in Florida with Donald Duck and Mickey Mouse and all that. And you got the one with this guy Bankman.
Mm.
All that money, the government has to spend all that money to prosecute him. You know? So there's a lot of money being thrown around. But none of it is being used to help people who are disabled and elderly.
No,
that money
I don't see that.
Misused.
Mm-hmm.
Big time misused.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow night is our nursing home show, and we're gonna teach people and educate people how these programs that are supposed to be there are very incomplete. Nursing home programs.
That's for sure.
Very incomplete. They're half-assed. They stop in the middle of something. The criteria is horrible. The whole thing, all the way down the line. So we'll talk about that tomorrow night.
Definitely.
On Inner Sight. And open mic. And everyone sending out a literature now on you know, vote for this one, vote for that one, vote for this one.
Frank,
you don't see one thing. I can't even read the literature, but I'm going to project.
Mm-hmm.
If there isn't one thing in that literature that is addressing the three major issues that millions of us face, I guarantee. Now, if anyone out there has any of that literature, if I'm wrong, call in and let us know. 213-816-1650.
We have Louie, and we have Pepper. Sorry.
There's nothing in any of that literature that addresses the problems that we face and these horrible nursing homes hanging over our heads. All right, Inner Sight, open mic, Sweet Pepper Treat. on the line, and let's welcome her mm-hmm. to Inner Sight. Hello.
Oh, give me a second. It just, I'll get it going. It just went black. Okay, hold on.
All right.
Here it is.
Hey, y'all.
Hi, you.
Hey. Hey,
y'all.
Hey, y'all. You
make
a funny accent.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I've only got time for one song tonight because I'm at my friend's, okay?
Okay.
One is
better than none, dadgummit.
Yes, it is.
All right. So whenever you're ready,
we're ready. Okay, it's by Muscadine Bloodline, and it's called See You Tomorrow.
I think I heard of that.
It's beautiful. It's a beautiful song. Okay. I hope y'all can hear it.
All right. See you tomorrow.
That clock on the wall must be lying. Time flies when I'm holding you close. The night ended way too early. Hate to leave, but don't you worry. I'll call you when I make it home. Girl, I know, I just told you I love you goodnight, and I ain't all the way to the end of your drive, but I can't quit counting down the minutes, cause everyone without you, and it's too long, even though I know, see you tomorrow. T-shirts look better than they do every night on you. Your head's laying on my shoulder, saying prayer when the moon is over. Whisper quietly when I'm holding you tight. Girl, I just told you I love you goodnight and I'm gonna wake up by your side, but I can't quit counting down the minutes, cause everyone without you is too long, even though I know I'll see you tomorrow. Girl, I know, I just told you I love you, good night, can't believe next time I'll see you, you'll be walking down the aisle. I can't quit counting down for a life that we'll be spending, and I've waited my whole life, make a girl like you my wife, see you tomorrow.
All right, see you tomorrow, or I'll see you in my dream.
All
hey, Peppa.
Right, see me. What, honey?
Who was the guy who sang that song?
The group is called Muscadine Bloodline.
Oh, the group, okay. It's like a country group, right?
I'm not sure what to call them, because you don't hear of them really a lot.
Are they a new band?
No, they've been out a while, but you don't hear of them. That's the thing.
Yeah.
You really don't.
Well,
I just happened to find them on YouTube one night. Absolutely love their songs.
Yeah.
Beautiful love songs. Yeah.
See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
All right. Well, thank you so much for that.
Okay. Well, y'all have have a good time.
I'll talk to you
after a while.
Yeah, I hope we can catch up with you on Friday with some funny stuff, you know.
Definitely. We'll find a way.
All right. Now, whatever you do,
right,
don't get married without me.
Yeah, that one says I'll see you tomorrow.
Don't get married at all.
Right.
All right. See you tomorrow.
All right. Y'all have a good night.
Good night, honey. All right. Inner Sight and open mic. If you want to call in, 213-816-1650. And a health tip, pineapple, fresh. Now, when you buy it, see if you can pull out, without too much trouble, one of the stems. See? That means that pineapple is ripe. You know, all the stems on the top, check them. You pull out, if the stem comes out easily, that means the pineapple is ripe. Now, pineapple, very high in vitamin C, very good for your heart.
Really?
Bromelain.
Yeah.
Bromelain is the herb, or the part of the fruit in pineapple, which is very good for the heart. So
I take
that
all the time.
And munch it up. health tip, another one, watermelon.
Mm.
Some watermelon. Watermelon is the highest antioxidant fruit on this planet.
Really?
Huh. Watermelon and grape. Grapes is another one. But watermelon, I think, has got grapes beat. So check them out. Watermelon. Get some of that. Yeah, little health tips. And, you know, another health tip. When you go to a doctor, your doctor, you know, they try to figure out what's wrong with you. You got this, that, the other thing. Before you jump into all these drugs, check out some of the stuff that you can take that will avoid all these side effects that you pick up from these drugs. And especially long-term side effects can be the worst. Take these drugs for a long, long time. So whatever the condition may be, you know, Google it, look it up. And there's a couple of doctors on the YouTube, Dr. Berg, Dr. Mandel, Dr. Calipi, Gary Knoll.
Oh, yeah.
Those guys. Look them up and see what they say about the ailment before you jump into drugs.
Mm.
You may be able to help yourself without drugs. You know, I'm talking about when you're diagnosed with a particular condition.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight.
Yeah.
Health tips on open mic, 213-816-1650. And
we have Libby and another caller we don't know.
Anybody else has a health tip, call it in.
Yeah.
We'll be happy to hear what you got. Inner Sight, who we got on?
We got Louie, and we got another person I'm not quite... I don't know the phone number, so it's up to you.
All right, well, caller, if you want to talk on Inner Sight, push the prompt, number one, and we'll recognize you, and you can speak. Whatever you want to talk about, keep it clean. So is our caller in queue or not?
Not yet, but Louis isn't even in queue. But I'll open his mic. He knows that.
All right, let's take Louis's call first.
Yep, here it comes.
Inner Sight, open mic. Louis the Lip.
Hey, Louis.
This is Louis the Lip.
Yeah. Oh, there she is. Hey, Louis, what's going on with the baseball?
Yeah, I'm watching the Philadelphia Phillies against the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Huh?
Oh, the Phillies. Now, is that the playoff or the World Series?
So it's the championship series.
Oh, wow.
That's the World Series?
Not yet, Frank.
Oh, that's
yeah, it's
the
for the division.
Yeah,
right, Lou?
It's a division championship series.
Yeah.
Right, and then comes the World Series, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Exactly, yes it is.
All right, so who are you rooting for?
I think I'm American League. I'm taking the Houston Astros.
Oh.
Astros. Who are they opposing? Who's playing against them?
Wait a minute. That's the Tampa Bay Rays.
Oh, all right. Florida and Texas.
No, in Houston first and then Florida.
Yeah, and then the other one is Philadelphia and the Diamondbacks, right? Arizona.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I got to like the Phillies because my best friend in the whole world is from Philadelphia. So.
You got Philly cheesesteaks over there in Philadelphia.
Yum.
Yeah, I root for the Phillies.
Yeah.
Anyway. So what's the score?
Check your score later.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I remember some of the great Philly players of the past. You know, Robin Roberts, Del Ennis, guys like that, you know.
Yeah.
Hey, Louis, you remember Robin Roberts?
I never heard of him.
Yeah, great pitcher on Philadelphia.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I think I know him from the Philadelphia Phillies.
Yeah.
Possibly, yeah.
Back in the 60s.
Ah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Hey, Suzanne, I love Philly cheesesteak.
Oh, so do I. I can't eat it too well, but I like it when we go get them.
They make you yummy in your tummy.
Oh, yeah.
Philly?
Yeah,
steak?
That's right.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
What, that's a small steak, right?
Yeah, usually
yeah,
like
bigger
thin
steaks.
Yeah, exactly.
They put onions on it.
Making me hungry
yeah.
now.
They cut it in half, too.
Yeah, that I like when they do that. It makes it easier to chew.
Yeah,
hey, Lou, are they playing in Arizona or Philadelphia?
First two games are in Philadelphia, and then games 3 and 4 in the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Very nice.
So they got to win 3 out of 4, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It's true, I know.
To win the championship.
Yeah. Hey, guys, we got a death in the Hollywood world. Suzanne Summers.
Yeah, I heard.
Oh.
Yeah.
How old was she?
76 years old.
Yeah.
76? Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, died from cancer.
Aw.
Yeah, she went to the same high school I went to, I believe.
Really? She did? Oh, that's cool.
Yep. Erasmus High.
Wow.
I believe she did. Wow, she was
young.
Yeah,
I know that.
Suzanne Summers. She played on that show.
Three's Company?
With Ritter's kid.
Yeah.
Tex Ritter's boy. John Ritter. Three is Company.
Yeah.
Yeah, she played on that.
Yeah, she liked it a lot.
Chrissy Snow.
Chrissy Snow?
That's so Suzanne Somers.
Yeah.
And other later on was, Gerald Lee Harrison comes later. And last but not least, Priscilla Barnes.
Oh.
Well, what about them? What do you mean?
Huh?
They passed away?
No, they're still around.
They're still around, yeah.
Oh.
But they don't play on Three's Company anymore, some of them.
From 1977,
I used to watch that all the time.
From 1977 to 1984.
Yeah, that show's not on the air anymore. They're on reruns, maybe.
The reruns is on Antenna TV.
Hey, Lou, did you like that show?
Yeah, Three's Company. That's my favorite show from the 70s and 80s.
I like that guy, that stupid guy on there. What was his name?
Larry
Stanley.
Friend.
Yeah, remember him?
Norman Fell.
Yeah. With his wife.
Yeah.
I forget her name on the show, but they were kind of funny, man. Her and
And then later on, they got their own show called The Ropers.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
It's a spinoff to Three's Company.
Yeah, it is.
I think I saw that.
Two.
Once or twice, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if I don't know if that was a big hit, but how long was that one on? It was not very long, was it?
No.
I think it's a 3 or 2 year run. I don't know.
That's about it. Yeah.
And then later on, John Ritter got his own when Three's Company was final seasons. They got his show called Three's a Crowd.
I never saw that. John Ritter.
I never saw that
either.
Suzanne,
please. Quiet.
Okay.
You're the engineer.
Yeah. Yeah. You hear me, Frank?
Yeah, I hear you, Lou. How old was John Ritter when he died? He was young, man.
I don't know. I don't remember.
Yeah, he was young. He wasn't that old. Now wait a minute. You remember Tex Ritter, the cowboy singer?
Wait, hold on, 30.
Remember him?
Yeah, I think I remember.
I wonder he must have been gone when they had that show Three's Company. John was on that show. I was going to say, how come he never had his father on? His father must have been gone. Tex
he was
Ritter,
55
he
years
was...
old. He passed away.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, he was a young guy.
Yeah, I know.
Poor guy. This was an old cowboy singer, and I don't know how. Well, John obviously got into acting, but Tex was a country singer.
Yeah.
Way back when, he was one of the very first country singers, I think.
Yeah.
I don't even remember what song.
That was Groucho Marx, I heard past Friday.
Yeah, Groucho, yeah, he was funny, wasn't he?
Was that You Bet Your Life?
Yeah, that was his big show after he got out of the movies.
He went on the game show.
Hey, Louie.
I like You Bet Your Life, that's Groucho Marx. Funny.
Yeah, let me ask you a question. You want to learn how to protect your mother and fight? You want to learn how to fight? I got a number for you. Third Eye Insight, name of the place. 631-445-3464 to teach you how to protect yourself. The guy's name, and you could talk to him in Spanish, Devin Fernandez. Hey, Louie, how do you say that in Spanish? Third eye insight.
Tres ojos, and I don't know. I don't want to get a black eye. Get out of here. I don't want to get hurt. No way.
Don't worry.
No, you won't get
black
a black eye.
I get a black eye. I don't want my mom and dad to be worried.
Wait a minute.
Swollen eye.
Let me see if I can do the commercial in Spanish. You help me. I don't know. 631-445-3464. How's that?
Is that Carlos,
yeah,
by the way?
How do you in Spanish, Louis? Is that how you
What's
do
that?
It?
Yeah.
Third eye insight. How you say that in Spanish?
Tres ojos insight.
Maybe.
Yeah, that's it. Tres ojos insight. Knock your eye right out of sight. I mean, will you? No black eye.
Said, he's going to knock me out. I don't want to get a black eye. No.
I already got in trouble, so I'm not saying anything.
I say addresses, and I know that.
Oh, you do?
I don't want to get a swollen eye.
No.
If you're blind, I make you sighted. I mean, I knock it
there
right
you
off.
Go.
I can't see where I'm going.
All right. How about Friday night?
Yeah.
We'll have a fight on Friday night.
She's not on right now.
Yeah,
she had to do something.
Hello,
yeah, we'll
Pepper Treat. This is Laurie Rivera. I want to do a song of a ukulele.
Ukulele? Do you have a ukulele?
No.
Oh.
Maybe pretend I got a ukulele.
Okay.
This is Pepper Treat talking to Rosanna Dana. I want you to call Friday night from 8 to 9. It's the Follies. I'm going to have a good time with Pepper Tweet, Lauren Hardy, the Honeymooners, and I got the swab ready to tickle their fancy.
You got to put alcohol on the swab. Make sure they're all sterile.
Exactly.
No alcohol.
No alcohol.
No alcohol, no whiskey.
Yeah.
All right. Friday night, 8 to 9.
And I'll give Connie and Chrissy a white balloon.
Aw.
A white balloon?
That's cute. A white balloon, yeah.
Yeah.
What are you going
to
put
I'm
in?
Not gonna
I'm not
going to
ask
that. I'm
make the lady turn them on, you know?
Oh.
What are you going to put in the white balloon, Louie?
It's no condominium. I don't want to get involved with that. Condominium is people that are flirting with ladies and giving kissy-kissy and all over. And I don't feel nothing. And
what
the
are they called?
Sitting on my lap. It's sitting on my lap. Go, ow.
Hey, Louis, what do they call those people that flirt with ladies? What?
If I had a condominium, I just put it away. That's all.
Condominium?
Yeah.
You mean maniacium?
No. You open the pack and give the lace. Oh, the ladies want to get it on with that stuff. Kissy, kissy on that, too.
Yeah, with the white balloon.
With the white balloon, yeah.
All right, in a sight. And Friday night, don't forget, 8 to 9, some wacky stuff over here. All right.
You're proud of me, Suzanne? I call you on a Friday night.
Yeah, you could call in on a Friday night and sing some stuff. It'd be nice.
I won't be shy.
You're not shy.
Yeah. And I'll sing.
Thanks a lot, Lou.
Okay, this is Groucho Marx. Have a good night. I'll call you on Friday. It's Rosanna Dana.
Okay.
Suzanne, I love you.
Love you too, Lou.
Yeah,
talk to you on Friday.
Okay. Take care, Suzanne and Frank.
You too.
All right. Clear the board. Inner sight.
Yep, it is.
Open mic. 213-816-1650. We have any other callers?
No, we don't. It was just Lily. The other one slipped away.
All right. So let's see. We'll go down the week. Mm-hmm. Our show is on every night, 8 o'clock, 8 to 9, Blog Talk Radio. And Monday night, last night was Mad or Glad. Anything you're mad about or glad about tonight is open mic. Pick your own subject. Wednesdays is our nursing home show. Now, tomorrow's theme will be, the title is always Turn Nursing Homes into Accessible Housing. We pick a theme, and the theme tomorrow is how nursing home programs are incomplete.
That's true.
Tell you how they are. Thursday night subject to be announced, and as you heard Louis say, Friday is the funnies, 8 to 9. So that's the inner sight schedule. And this is open mic. So all you baseball fans out there, you know, New York's not in it. So Florida, Philly, Arizona.
Oh, Arizona's
Texas.
In it too? Yeah.
Florida, Philly, Arizona, and Texas. No New York in the World Series.
Aw.
Excuse me. But, you know, like I said, it's always next year.
Yeah.
I got to get a new engineer because you're just too damn much.
I'm too damn much? Why do you say that?
Because you're always talking. You're always blabbing. You're always interrupting. You're supposed to be the engineer. You disrupt my thoughts. And I think I'm going to go back to just, you want to set the show up, set it up, and I'll use the Inner Sight hotline. But this is too much to deal with.
Okay. Whatever you want.
No.
I just want to help you, but I don't think
you're
I'm helping.
Helping.
That's
you're
it.
Not helping me.
I don't think I'm helping.
You're
and that's
worse for me.
Yeah. Well, I also need, I want to try real hard to do, this is just my little thing about open mic tonight. I'd like to set up just a show for myself with the nursing home people on, on whatever we have, you know, like on YouTube or TikTok or something like that, and then start, you know, bringing in the petition too. I want to do that.
Well, go ahead. That's got nothing to do with this.
Yeah,
you have a nursing home show on Wednesday.
Yeah, I know. But I was thinking another show that I could just do on, regular what the nursing homes are doing to people and then show where they're at and things like that. I have to think about it with you, see what you want to do.
You got to get other people to go along with you. Otherwise, it's the same show that they're hearing on Wednesday. Nobody's going to watch it.
Yeah, that's true.
Got to be.
All right, we'll talk about it. It'll be good.
If you're going. All right, Inner Sight, open mic. 213-816-1650 if you're out there and You want to blab about something. Prayers for a former neighbor, young guy, 38, Johnny, stricken with a brain aneurysm. Haven't heard anything about his condition, so I don't know. But we offer prayers, and we ask people to pray for John, and we'll keep trying to get through to his mom, maybe get a report, an update. So we're pulling for you, Johnny. And we want you to get out of that hospital and get home. All right? And that goes for all who are in these hospitals. You know, if you have to go to a hospital, some people do, make sure you get out of there as soon as possible. Don't linger in there, because the more you linger in there, the more susceptible you are to any of their diseases, especially pneumonia, which is very prevalent in hospitals. Now you see, I'm a very unconventional guy. I wouldn't go to a hospital without the things that I normally take. Stay healthy. You know, the wild oil of oregano, the hydrochloric acid for digestion, and my vitamins, and so on and so forth. So that's where I would have a lot of trouble bringing that stuff in.
You know what I do?
That would be the fight.
Yeah.
You know.
I bring it in anyway. It's bad, but I don't care what people think.
You know. What?
I bring it in anyway, the vitamins. I sneak them. I'm not going to be able to do that now, but... Yeah, I sneak them.
Yeah, sure, you bring it. It's stuff that you normally take.
Mm-hmm.
If it helps you, you know, with these stupid hospitals with their ridiculous rules, are really making a lot of people worse.
Yes, they are.
So if you go into a hospital, make sure you're protected. And I can tell you that a wild oil of oregano protects against virus, and a lot of pneumonia is viral. So put it around your bed. Put a drop on your lips. You know, swallow it with water. Bring it in there with you. Protection. Of course, the doctors, you know, most of them are not going to believe in that. You may find one or two, but most of them are going to oppose that kind of thing. But, you know, what else is new?
Yeah.
It's all over the YouTube that there are so many treatments now, holistic treatments for a lot of these conditions that aren't being allowed by the medical profession, aren't being paid for by Medicaid and Medicare, but yet they'll pay for treatments that are known to cause death and heart condition and cancer and diabetes and all of the types of ailments through the side effects of a lot of these medicines. There was one on there. I can't think of the name of it. But it was for the prostrate condition.
Okay.
Where the prostrate spreads. The prostrate cancer spreads. And the guy is saying how he takes this stuff and how it helped him. And then at the end of the commercial, you got to hear the list.
Oh, geez.
You know, now they don't tell you. I mean, you know, they don't tell you if that guy is a real live taker of that medicine, or if he's just a guy doing a commercial. You know, but I'm thinking all those side effects. Is this guy who's talking now, who took this stuff? Is he dead or is he still alive? They don't tell you that.
No, they don't.
After taking all that stuff, taking that medicine, Rebecca, that's it.
Oh, really? Okay.
They call it Rebecca.
Okay.
Woman's name. Rebecca must have been discovered by some female doctor. Who knows? But the side effects are horrendous.
Wow.
If you have pains in your chest, you get pains in your chest, make sure you call your doctor immediately. He's the guy who gave you the damn Rebecca.
Exactly.
Why would you call him? You know, a lot of these things don't make sense. People do.
No, they don't.
You know, you have trouble breathing. After taking Rebecca, call your doctor. You had a girlfriend named Rebecca, and you took her, you'd probably be better off than taking that poison. So the whole thing is all mixed up and crazy, that how they allow these people. And you know what makes it worse, or what makes it so bad? That there are other things that they can give. And these doctors know about these things. Because it's all over the damn internet. They have to know about it. They know about it. Well, that's no excuse. Tell me they don't know. You know, and that's what I always say. If a doctor's trying to save somebody's life and the conventional stuff isn't working and they don't go over to find out what organic, natural medicine there is, they're not doing their job.
That's right.
The job of the doctor should be to save the person's life, not to follow some stupid rule that is going to jeopardize he or her, you know, their license. The idea is to save the person's life. Who cares what you give them?
Right.
It works. The conventional stuff doesn't work. Why don't they try the other stuff? They're not allowed to do it.
That's right. But here's the weird thing, Frank. I just noticed online, I was looking for a holistic neurologist, right? And they have them. I don't understand why the insurance don't pick up on that, and that this way you could go to that particular person that is much healthier, I would say, if he's holistic. You know, why not go there? It doesn't make sense.
Because they lose money. It's all about the money, not about caring about the person. That's what the whole thing is based on.
It's terrible, honestly.
So smarten up.
Oh, yeah.
Try to find a doctor who will support you to take this stuff in and help you.
Yeah.
Not easy to find somebody like that.
No, it isn't. My doctor, who I told you, the Italian doctor, right? He sometimes, you know, goes into the holistic stuff, but not as often as I'd like somebody to help me with it, you know?
854 New York, Inner Sight Open Mic. Well, find somebody better.
Yeah, I think I am. Because he likes to put me in the hospital too much.
All right, don't forget tomorrow night our nursing home show and 11 o'clock tomorrow night, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997 in the city, RCN 84 in the city, and Verizon's 35, Verizon File 35, New York City. On your smartphone or computer, 11 o'clock Wednesday night, tomorrow night, Channel 3 on the Spirit, MNN Manhattan Neighborhood Network, on the inner site. Thursday night, 9:30, 115 we're on. 115. And you got to change your announcement on nursing home.
Ah, okay. Forgot about that. Sorry.
I told you that 3 weeks ago, and you still haven't changed it.
No, I'll do it. I'll do it.
All right.
I just forgot.
So that's the new time, Thursday night local, 9:30, 115 on InnerSight.
Okay.
And tomorrow night is our nursing home show, the theme of which will be how incomplete these nursing home programs are.
Oh, yeah.
We'll talk about that and why they really can't make a difference. All right. Excuse me. Open mic on InnerSight. How many? Give me a tally. On,
okay,
on
give
listeners.
Me five. Less than five.
Before we go up the air, we'll try to get a tally.
Yeah, we are. 122,042.
All right, 122,042 listens, headed to my next goal is 125,000.
There you go.
Hope to have that by the end of the year. That's going to take a miracle.
Maybe not.
We believe in miracles.
Yes, we do. Your dog's an angel, so I believe that.
I want to thank all our 122,042 for listening, all our friends who helped keep InnerSight on the air. Greatly appreciate that because it's a hope. It's a dream and a hope. And someday it's going to be a reality.
I hope
somebody
so.
Is going to step up. I know so.
Oh, good.
Somebody's going to step up. What it is. It is real, mm-hmm. And it works. InnerSight. All right. Thank you very much. Tomorrow night. Be with you tomorrow night on the Nursing Home Show. InnerSight means freedom. 631-224-3090 is the InnerSight hotline. And thank you for listening. Goodbye, world. InnerSight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. InnerSight.
Good night, everyone.